back on the Fan 107 a little late, but hopefully you guys enjoyed our chat with Brandon Jacobs. I love that guy. For the first time I ever talked to him, I loved him.
Nice guy.
Awesome. Stand-up guy, smart guy, straight shooter, tough as nails, respectful. He's everything, man. He's really, really good. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. We'll get back to these draft calls. I got a question for you, though, real fast here, as I lamented and many others, I'm sure, because it's just a pain in the ass and it's completely unnecessary that we have to go to Amazon or Apple, whatever he said, or wherever the Mets are playing tonight.
Apple, I think.
Apple,
said,
that's right.
Right.
So they're back home. It could have been an amazing road trip after they won the first two and knocked around Yamamoto that Friday night against the Dodgers. It wasn't amazing. It could have been worse if they would have lost that last game and instead, you know, finishing up 2-4 after winning two straight. That would have been a rougher look. 3-3. Lindor went bonkers. Couple of bombs. 5 RBIs. JD Martinez coming back. The weather's going to be phenomenal. And, you know, 60 today, 65 and sunny tomorrow, 75 and sunny on Sunday.
Is that true?
Yeah, a little energy with these Mets. My question to you, over under, Sal.
Yeah.
Over under Mets attendance. These three games, 75,000 people, 25 a pop, over, under.
I'm going to say over.
I hope it's over.
I think they get it now. You know, I was going to say who's pitching, but it's not Senga. It really doesn't matter. Mets playing well, though. J.D. Martinez return.
Beautiful. Some Cardinals fans in the area, maybe yeah. 1,000 or two pop in for that. They travel okay.
I think that they'll go over that number. Now, I don't even know, like, what was the Doc Gooden? I'm assuming that was the last weekend that they were home, right?
I thought I saw 32,000.
No, but I'm saying that, so that weekend, like, what was the Saturday, although it might have been inflated because of the bobblehead?
Well, the Friday night was bad.
Like what? 10?
No,
15?
No,
okay,
no.
Well, so
like maybe 18-ish, 20, maybe okay. It was announced at 20,
so
something like that.
I think they'll get minimum, you're talking minimum 20, 25 a night.
Okay.
And that gets you to 75. I say probably then a little bit more.
Beautiful
day on Sunday. Like, even I would be enticed to go. There's so many things to do. It's not even about the game, but the fact that the team's
Knicks,
playing well. And Jake, well, that too. But J.D. Martinez back.
Yeah.
You know, not every Met fan or baseball fan is a basketball fan, so.
That's true. That's true.
Know, plenty of fans that go to these games. You know, people that were at the Yankee game last night watching Yankees A's. Well, you got Knicks postseason going on, Islanders postseason going on, and the NFL draft going on.
And the Rangers, too.
You're talking about
last night specifically. Yeah,
I got you. Last night specifically.
It was a lot.
Yeah, the Islanders at home, Yankees at home, yep. Knicks in Philadelphia for a playoff game, and the NFL draft. Like, that's a lot.
I didn't watch the Yankees for one second. I followed. I did not watch them for a second. I recorded it. I watched a little post game. I watched the Knicks first half. When the Knicks went, I watched every second of the first half without anything with the NFL draft. As soon as the Knicks and Philly went to halftime, I had DVR rolling on the NFL draft, and I banged through. I think I got right up until the Giants, right around there. And then I went back, and I started the third quarter, Knicks and Philly.
Yeah.
Went back for a little timeout. I obviously had to see what the Jets
interesting did. Going back and forth. Yeah, I told you I had the Knicks on the regular screen. I had the draft on the iPad. I was more on the draft than I was the Knicks, the way that game was going, especially after the first quarter. But the point is, like, I wouldn't go to the Yankee game, even if I'm a Yankee fan, or a Met game if they were in town. I want to watch
Knicks
postseason.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
the Rangers. 100%. Like, Rangers-Knicks playoffs.
Priority.
Yeah.
No doubt. That's a given.
And even the NFL draft in this particular case.
Detroit looked good last night.
When was that?
I think it was off of, street down there?
So they shut down
Jefferson
a street?
Jefferson Avenue, maybe?
They shut down a street and build that infrastructure
there? Yeah, I think it's like their downtown area, which has been revitalized. And God, I've been there a few times. Is it Jefferson Avenue? I feel like that's it. Which is not too far for point of reference where the old Joe Louis Arena used to be.
Okay, yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, I've certainly, it's been a while since I lived there. It's been 20 years. I think that was the area, but it looked great. And just to finish up the thought on the Mets attendance, I'm going to say over. I'm going to be positive here. But if the Mets don't have at least 22 tonight, it'll be under. I think tonight's the key. If they get a healthy, you know, 22, 23, I think they'll go past 75. If it's below 22, 23, I think they'll just fall short.
I think they could be looking at 30, though, for each Saturday and Sunday.
That would be fantastic.
Especially with the weather being what it is.
No, that would be good. And they earn some fan support. They're playing well. No doubt. I want to see
Martinez
it, man.
Martinez back. Biggest acquisition. Playing well. Good weather.
Yep.
It better. You're right.
I hear you.